Okay, so have you ever been locked out of your computer like at the absolute worst time?
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it, like right before a big deadline.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we're diving into today. We're looking at MyPass and specifically their Windows client, which aims to make, those lockout situations a thing of the past.
Sounds like a dream come true, honestly.
Right. So we've got some excerpts from their official documentation, which is called Windows Client MyPass Documents, and we're going to kind of break down how this thing integrates directly into your Windows computer and, all the features that make it so useful.
All right, let's get into it.
So one of the first things that really stands out is how seamlessly this MyPass client blends into like the whole Windows login experience. It doesn't matter if you're on Windows 7 or, 8 or even 10. It just kind of like appears right there on the login screen.
Yeah, and they actually include a picture of it, right, in the documentation.
They do. It's not hidden away in some random menu or anything. It's just right there, front and center.
That's smart, putting it front and center like that. It's like they really thought about how people actually use their computers, you know?
Totally. And it makes so much sense when you think about it, right? I mean, one of the biggest pain points for users and like for IT departments, honestly, is dealing with all those forgotten passwords.
Oh, for sure. I can't tell you how many times I've had to call IT because I blanked on my password.
Right. And it's like such a time suck, both for the person who's locked out and the IT folks who have to reset everything.
Absolutely. So by having MyPass right there on the login screen, it kind of solves that problem before it even starts.
Exactly. It's all about giving users that immediate access to fix things themselves.
Yeah.
Like imagine, you're at a coffee shop trying to get some work done, and suddenly you realize, oh shoot, I can't remember my password.
Happens all the time.
Right? But with MyPass, you can just reset it right there on the spot.
Yep.
You don't have to like run back to the office or frantically search for a Wi-Fi connection.
Now that is a game changer. Like seriously, that peace of mind alone is worth its weight in gold.
Totally agree. So we've talked about the password reset thing, but there's this other feature mentioned in the document called enrollment enforcement. And I'm kind of curious about what that's all about.
Enrollment enforcement. Okay. It sounds like it's a way for like companies to kind of make sure that everyone is using MyPass and has all the latest security features, like turned on.
So it's kind of like a way to enforce company-wide security protocols.
Yeah, exactly. It just makes things a lot safer for everyone by making sure, everyone's on the same page.
That makes a lot of sense. And while we're on the topic of security, this document also mentions that they've made some pretty significant improvements in terms of speed and efficiency since the last version of the software.
Oh yeah, it definitely mentions that. I think they even use the phrase, hold on, let me see. Quicker and more efficiently than faster than previous versions.
It does say that, yeah. And even though they don't go into specifics about the new technology they're using, it's clear that they've put a lot of effort into making this thing run smoothly.
Yeah, I'm all about faster and smoother anything.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's one last thing here that I wanted to touch on. It's a bit more technical, but I think it's worth mentioning. They also removed something called the FFKiosk user local account in this version.
Ah, yeah, FFKiosk user. I think that was used in older versions for like those kiosk style setups, like the computers you see at a library or a hotel lobby.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it seems like by getting rid of that, they're just streamlining things and making the software more secure. Like you don't need that extra account just sitting there on people's machines, you know?
Right. So essentially, MyPass is all about providing a way for people to, manage their accounts and passwords directly from the login screen in a way that's both smooth and secure.
Exactly. It's a really good example of how technology can be powerful, but also user-friendly.
It makes you think, as we rely more and more on our computers for pretty much everything, are tools like MyPass going to become like the norm? And how might that, change the way we interact with technology down the line?
That's a great question, and I think it's something worth thinking about.
Totally. Well, that's about all the time we have for today, but it's been a fascinating deep dive into MyPass.
Agreed. Until next time.
See you then.